All right. Welcome back to the G&J show. Yeah, it's been a long time since we've fired up the old podcast equipment and had a chat.
Didn't know where it was.
Things have somewhat kind of maybe settled down for us a little bit. And we told all of you that we'd be coming back in the fall. It's now September, so here we are. In this episode, we are going to change things up quite a bit for this upcoming season, or indefinitely, in terms of how we're going to run a podcast, and we'll talk about that at the end. But yeah, for this episode, we just wanted to update all of you with where we're at. We've made some pretty big changes, not the least of which is, we added a third on May 11th, hence the long hiatus from the podcasting as we welcomed the third into the world and tried to wrap our heads around now being outnumbered. Yeah, what have the last couple months been? How would you describe the last couple months for yourself?
I think for me, it's like the end of an era. Well, it's a short era because you were on pat leave for the first time for all three kids. So yeah, you just finished that on Friday and I'm sad. I think what started off is like you feeling like super overwhelmed taking care of the kids while I was taking care of Ansgar and Ryder while I was taking care of Baron and me a lot of the time. Turned out like I think you really got your groove in that. And then I started, you know, to get really comfortable. And now you have to go back to
we're ripping the band-aid off.
Yeah, I know. I was like really like just trying to wrap my head around it on Monday and feeling like, okay, it's gears off pat leave. Like I have to take over. And it was just like super overwhelming having to think about, okay, now I have to do naps by myself and, or I have to do like lunch by myself. And, am I going to get as much rest? And I was like, but anyway, you've still been around for the last couple of days. So it's like every time everybody's crying at the same time, three kids crying at the same time, you just kind
of pop
step
out of
in.
The woodwork and
I know it's like hello, here I am and I'm gonna save your day, and I'm like no. Well, at the same as much as I find it's wonderful, at the same time I want to say like, okay, go back in the basement, I have to figure it out for myself. But I mean that also, we should also explain where we are.
Sorry,
I caught you off guard. So we're living at Gare's parents' place.
Yes. So we've decided to make a pretty big life change. For the last couple months, or for the actually the last 8 months or so, 9 months, mm-hmm. I'd been looking for work with little success, and in the process,
because you realized that there were more options for people who have degrees.
Yeah. So in the process of looking for work, I really saw that there is almost like a ceiling in terms of how much like your earning potential was with a college diploma versus a degree. And after talking with some friends of ours who hopefully we'll have on the podcast at some point, talking with friends of ours, doing some research in terms of the long-term earning differential between a business degree versus a business diploma, it really, and having like zero success in on the job hunt.
I shouldn't say, don't say zero.
Not zero, but having...
You have to also explain that we're trying to live off a single income.
Yeah.
We're not just trying to go for anything. Like there were options, but we're looking for something specific.
We're looking for something specific.
At a certain threshold.
Yeah. And we made the decision as a couple after our first was born that we would do almost whatever it takes in order to have Jocelyn stay home with the boys.
Yeah.
Because we really believe that we have ultimate responsibility for raising our children. Mm-hmm. And we cannot shoulder that responsibility if we're putting them in daycare or if we're handing them off to other people for the majority of a day.
Yeah. Or at least, 5 days a week. Yeah.
So we really want to live that responsibility out in raising our kids to be the best boys and men that.
Not that other people aren't capable, but we really feel like there are responsibilities. So like if we're able to, like we should take that responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah. And we I mean, we're not experts at parenting by any stretch of the imagination, but we believe that as our kids' parents, we are uniquely equipped to mm-hmm. raise them and form them into solid, strong, responsible citizens.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in the process of over a period of a couple months, discernment and job hunting and limited success, not no success, but limited success, and the options were not favorable. We basically saw that the best thing for our family long term would be for me to go back to school. So So I guess for me, doing the job hunt and going through this process, kind of like as the boots on the ground or the front line, the discernment process was far more, let's say, practical in terms of knowing here's how much I need to be earning, looking at the math, looking at the numbers, looking at the market. Whereas for you, you were very much involved with the whole process, but as definitely more of a secondary person, not really a driving actor, so to speak. Well, so how would you say that whole process went for you?
When you suggested it, I thought you were joking. Kind of like...
I'm
like
not,
laughing and crying at the same time. No, but...
I'm not academically inclined at all.
Well, that's part of the joke, is like I loved school and I still do. I love learning. And if I could, I'd go back to school in a heartbeat. And then like Gare was like literally had nightmares of going back to school after he graduated a couple years ago?
4 years ago?
Yeah, four years ago you graduated from your diploma. So, and then you had nightmares about going back to school. And then here we are, you're going back to school. It's kind of funny. But at the same time, it's like, you know, we have to do what we have to do. I don't know. Like, I think I'm past that point of it being a scary thing. And like once all the pieces started to fall into place and we decided like we'd move back to Kingston, we'd have more support with our family, it actually turned into quite a good thing for us. Like, so right now we're living with Gare's parents. They have a house downtown Kingston. They're empty nesting. There's lots of room for us and our three kids. So we've moved in and there's a whole play structure in the backyard, everything set up for kids because Gare's parents had 10. So there's this great big house here for us. And three of his sisters still live here. So right now the youngest is watching the baby who just woke up once we started recording this podcast, because that happens all the time. It's not predictable. Babies are not predictable. So no. Yeah. So Gare's like, what? So we have to end the podcast? Like, no. Your sister's holding the baby. It's like, okay, life goes on. So it's been good for us that way. Today we're just, I don't know, trying to like manage everybody's roles, like how we're gonna hand out tasks around like dinner time and breakfast time, because it's kind of like, you know, shower schedule. Like I think we're all trying to figure our lives out. But like the whole decision of like you going back to school, I don't know. I'm rolling with it.
You're doing a great job.
You haven't started studying yet, so you just ended pat leave, and I'm like, I'm struggling right now wrapping my head around you leaving pat leave. I think that, like, leaving from pat leave, I think I'm gonna have more trouble with that than you going back to school, because like once you're in school, like you're gonna be around a little bit more than if you're at work, like you're gone, like, you know, 8:30 to 5:30, whereas with school it's kind of like odd hours, like you can be home in like 15 minutes. You don't have to ask anybody to leave the classroom if you have to. So in some ways it's kind of nice. Like we're going to transition with these three kids, new city, a newish city. We've lived here before. Yeah. But like back to Kingston, here we are. And yeah, that's how I'm feeling about it. And yeah. And you're going to have your first class tomorrow. Any nightmares?
There was definitely a lot of trepidation when I went in to pick up my student card. Like, I was not really sure how I would feel or respond going back into the school environment, because I don't know why, but school's never been my forte for sure. But since university, like, it just really has not clicked for me. So I was really, I had a lot of trepidation about going in to pick up my student card, and I was just kind of like detached from myself and just, okay, how am I going to feel going back? And I actually felt pretty good. So I'm happy with that. Like, I intellectually, I know that this is the right decision mm-hmm. to make for a family. But there's always the, let's say, subconscious or emotional side of things. So I'm excited for it. Both because I'm doing something I know will very practically help our family and our marriage. But I'm also excited for it because of this slightly more increased flexibility in terms of my
job options,
both job options afterwards, but like practically in the, like the now for the next couple of years, I'll have a little bit more flexibility in terms of my schedule. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I will have more opportunity to really, like work on this G&J show, improve it and give, so we can have a better product for all of you, our listeners, and hopefully provide more value to you so that you all can rock your marriages, raise awesome families, and hopefully, you know, become better people in the process.
Yeah, like it just makes me think of we went to Gary's parents run our directors for a family camp. So there are eight families who go.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
More than that. Families who go, and every morning there's a discussion and on a different topic. And that was really cool hearing everybody was older than us. So yeah,
we were definitely the newbies.
What do we have to say?
And rookie parents.
Yeah. So we had different discussions, for example, like family traditions. That was a good one. And what was another one?
Family traditions.
How date do you, night.
Date night. Date night was, I don't think one of them
was like, maybe last year.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Was one.
Disciplining really
your children was
yeah.
one. I think like how do you make time to, like for exercise or leisure was
right,
one.
Right. Rest.
So there were a couple. There's a bunch.
So anyway, so we were listening to these couples talk about their experiences, and then we thought, like, we need this. We need this for the G&J show. So our hope this year is to interview couples, but we'll get around to that.
Yeah.
First stop, let's just keep the ball rolling. So anyway, to go back to this transition into the school year, new city, new direction, new baby, it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, there's kind of quite a lot on our plate.
Yeah, we'd just been having a little bit of a conversation not too long ago, like maybe an hour ago, about I don't know, just how overwhelming the change is and how challenging it can be to... basically
I would say like
change
manage
everything at once.
Yeah, I think for me the biggest challenge is like managing new relationships, like just thinking like, okay, I'm back in the city, but a bunch of my friends have moved away, and now it's like, okay, now I have to reestablish new relationships with 3 kids, which is not as easy as it sounds. Like, I mean, I can invite people over, but then maybe they have a few kids now, you know, or and it's harder for me to go 2 people to visit. So it's like, okay, like how do I make friends with like 3 children? So that'll definitely be a challenge. But I'm up for it. And I think the other thing that kind of like threw us for a loop too when we first arrived was I got really sick. I had like a fever.
Yeah, this happened like...
Was it just 2 weeks? It was just two weeks ago.
Oh my gosh,
it feels
a week and a half ago.
Feels like more...
As recent. Of this recording.
So yeah, so I got really sick. I had this fever and I thought, okay, well, I've got the flu because I started to have some chills. And then all of a sudden, like this fever wasn't going away. It was just getting worse as opposed to getting better. And then I noticed a bite on my leg. Anyway, long story short, I got Lyme disease. So that was like, I was like, okay, so we've moved cities, we have a new baby, and I have an infectious disease. So
it was a bit of an adventure to get to your diagnosis as well.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, it took a while to react. I think like you don't assume the worst immediately. You see it like, oh, I have a bite. Like, okay, I got bit by a spider. There's a bunch of spiders. The fever wasn't going away. So anyway, so we sat in Emerge one evening, or I did by myself while Garrett took care of the baby at home, and waited for the doctor to come, take a look and tell me that there was no problem. I should just go back home. And so anyway, the next day we were at church and somebody noticed the bite on my leg, and he said, he pulled me aside and he asked me if I'd been in the country. I said, yes, because we just had been camping. And then we had stayed at my sister's place out in the country, and there's tons of ticks there. And my brother-in-law had just gotten bitten by a tick that had Lyme. And this man said, for sure, you have a tick bite on your leg. And I thought, oh, darn. So that doctor maybe didn't know what she was talking about. So anyway, so I went home, looked up the symptoms, looked up some pictures, and I thought, okay, I pretty much match up with all the symptoms. And it looks like a tick bite according to these photos that I'm finding online. So, but anyway, you always feel like the crazy person if you're like, oh, according to Wikipedia, I've diagnosed myself.
According to the internet.
According to the internet. And so it's kind of like, yeah, so we had a bit of an argument about whether or not doctors were competent in general. Of course, I can't make such a general statement, but anyway, it's like, it's difficult. Like in the end, like I felt like I had to stand up for myself and just say like, you know what? I'm my own advocate. I want a second opinion. And not that you were against it, Garrett, but it's just like, it's hard to how do I say, like it's difficult to know what the right thing to do is. And with Lyme, there's a short amount of time that you need to act. So it felt like there was a lot of pressure, but at the same time, it's like, well, maybe it's nothing. And so you kind of go back and forth between those two opinions. And anyway, so I called up my doctor on Monday and she put me in for an appointment right away in the morning. And then she saw me, and then right away she's diagnosed me with Lyme. Like it was, she had no doubt as soon as she saw the bite that it was Lyme. And
So heard the other symptoms you had, which basically like you went down and read a list of all the symptoms for Lyme disease. You had, I think, all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like fever, chills. I also had this weird thing, like kind of like electric shocks, which I when I was describing it to the first doctor, she didn't know what I was talking about, but my family doctor just nodded her head. She's like, yeah, that's, I guess, one of the symptoms. And, but I know different people have different kinds of symptoms. Sometimes people don't have all the symptoms or have some of them. Fatigue is one of them. And you know, like fatigue, it's from everything. It's like, I just had a baby. Obviously I have fatigue. And like fever, chills, like those, that could be symptoms of the flu, but I didn't have a cough. I didn't have a runny nose. So I think that's a good indication if you start worrying that you have Lyme, it looks like the flu, but you don't have the congestion. So it's definitely your body is trying to tell you that it has an infection somewhere. So once she diagnosed me, then I said, okay, so now I'm going to have to stop breastfeeding, right? Once I go on the antibiotics. And she said, no, there's actually a type of antibiotics that you can use that is safe with breastfeeding called amoxicillin. So that was great. So I actually felt really happy to find out, because it was a conclusive answer. Whereas like I had taken the blood tests, or I had gotten some blood work done and I was waiting to hear back from the blood work.
We still haven't heard back from it.
And you know, like who knows if we, you know, if we won't hear back for another couple of weeks. And the sooner you can act on the Lyme, the better, because the bacteria just sort of starts to wreak havoc on your body and different organs and your brain, things like that. Anyway, so I think I had my worst night that night, but things got progressively a lot better, and then here I am, like as if nothing happened, which is amazing. So I'm super grateful for that. And So yeah, so that was, it just kind of reminds you, like I don't know, I was thinking about it when I got it, like why'd this happen, like I don't understand. And then like I think maybe it's something that Jordan Peterson said, maybe like it's just sometimes, yeah, like there's, and it's not evil, it's just, you know, I don't want to say like, I guess you could just say it like this, shit happens.
Life happens.
Life happens is probably a nicer way of saying it. But it's just, you know, like, why did I get hit by a mudslide? Well, were you beside a mountain? Or like, why did I drown? I was in a river. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess it's kind of like a, I don't want to sound mocking, but I think we forget, like, we're in such a sterilized, safe world. Often we're in such like safe environments that we forget that there's dangers. And like my friend was walking down the street one day, she was crossing the street and she got hit by a car. She's fine. She's fine now. But I mean, we're constantly in these situations where like life and death meet, and like playing outside with our kids. Like, I don't know, there's dangers all around us when we forget about it, because they just don't happen very often to us personally. So I think like for me, it was just a way of reminding myself, like, life can change suddenly. I know life can change suddenly because we just had a baby and we just moved towns and Gary's decided to go back to school. And like, those are the kind of changes that we can kind of like decide on. Like, we sort of have choice in them, but sometimes like things happen and we have absolutely no choice in it. And so I guess it just reminded me like that, not to take anything for granted, to really appreciate obviously the people in my life. This sounds really sentimental, but it did remind me to just put my feet back on the ground and say like, okay, heads up, like, yeah, life is going to be difficult and there's going to be a lot of change this year, but at the same time, like, appreciate the most important things and take advantage of those moments with the people that you love. And because you don't know how quickly life can change for the worse. You know, so I think it was good, like, but it just happened so quickly and sort of out of nowhere that it's like, I look back on it now and it's like, did that actually happen? You know,
yeah, because like we didn't see a tick, like, it all, yeah. Like, we didn't see a tick. The tick bit you and then fell off, like,
yeah,
bit,
it fed, must fell have. Off, like, who knows, like,
for the tick to transfer Lyme disease, like, it's a lengthy process. It's not like a mosquito where it bites and flies away and hey, now you have West Nile.
Yeah.
But for a tick, and like, it crawl on you, bite, you know, there's a process that takes a lot of time. And for whatever reason, we just didn't see it, didn't catch it.
Yeah. So I know people have been coming up to me and telling me like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you had Lyme. And I thought it was incurable, but it is curable if you catch it quickly enough. And you go, like, it's 3 weeks of antibiotics, which isn't fun, but I'm super grateful for all the changes that have been made. Because 10 years ago, I knew people who got Lyme and they still have Lyme, you know, and a lot of has happened to improve recognition and treatment of Lyme in Canada, and especially hotspot areas like Kingston. I mean, Kingston is a hotspot area for Lyme. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of our story. That's just like kind of scraping the surface. I think.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more a lot more changes, a lot more things that we've, in many ways we've grown over the summer, but we'll save that for another conversation.
Okay, sounds good.
So before we let you go, we just want to whet your taste buds for what's coming up in the future. Like Jocelyn said, our hope is to really have this podcast primarily be a place where we have conversations with other couples. Could be engaged couples, newlyweds, couples, empty nesters, the full gamut.
I'm going to go get the baby.
The full gamut. And just really have a conversation with them and try to learn from them, hear their story, but also try to learn some practical takeaways that we can use to help improve our capacities as parents and as husband and wife, but also so that you, our listener, can take away and really level up your game in your marriage and your family and in your personal life as well as an individual. So that's the big thing you can expect from a podcast for the year ahead. Jocelyn's been working hard at a number of different blog posts, supplementary to our podcast episodes, and covering a variety of topics that she thinks are of high value, or covering a variety of topics that she finds interesting and that we hope that you, our listener, will also find interesting. So you can check those out on our website, gnjshow.com. And then also, I'm going to be doing a vlog, just a little video series talking about marriage, family, parenting from the father side of things, and hopefully chat with a couple other guys who have more experience than me in that, because yeah, the whole blogging thing, I'd like to, I could probably do it very well, but I'm not sure how much time, and I think it'd be easier for me to sit down and just chat with the camera and chat with all of you through that way. That's really it. That's what you can expect from us from moving forward. Joss has a blog post coming out soon. You'll hear a little bit about her Lyme disease story, be able to read that there. And then she has some other interesting blog posts scheduled to come out later. And the videos will hopefully start coming out by the end of the month. And we'll keep you posted. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. And on behalf of Joss and myself, thanks for sticking around. And anyway, if you have any feedback you'd like to give us, things that you'd like to learn more about, hear us talk about, you can leave it in the comments below on our website at, for this episode at gnjshow.com. Anyway, we'll talk to you soon. Keep smiling. Bye.